The New Samaritan. There once was a rich Samaritan, and he was a good neighbour indeed. When many passed by on the other side, he helped poor souls in need. He helped a young woman with a babe in arms, its father had up and gone. He gave her a little bit of money each week, so she could cope alone. And he helped a man who was lame in the legs, and a woman who could not see. For you have as much right to a decent life as anyone else, said he. The Samaritan was ill for a long, long time, and then to his pensioner's joy, they were visited by his very own son, a handsome, smiling boy. I am the new Samaritan, he cried to a chorus of cheers, and I'm checking how much has been spent on you these many costly years. Then he took some money from the mother of the child whose father had up and gone, saying, this won't hurt if you go and get work, though he knew there was little or none. If a man, he said, deserts his girl, and she raises his child on her own, henceforth she will have to fend for herself, for the benefit's up and gone. He struck away the crutch that the crippled man used, took the stick from the blind woman's hand, saying, I must make sure that you do need help. Can you really not see or stand? Saying, you look lame and you seem blind, but I could take your money away, or give it all back or cut it to the bone, but which I shall not say. I am the new Samaritan, and when my work's complete, all those excluded will be included, but I never give to beggars in the street. Now was it a nightmare or a dream, or will it turn out to be true? This tale of the new Samaritan who wants to make everything new.